الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ, that every person is a sinner, every person is a gunahgar, everyone commits gunas and sins in his life. But from all the sinners, the person who makes tawbah and the person who repents from his sin, then this is the best of all sinners. Every person, every human being, besides the Anbiya alayhimus salam, has committed gunas and sins. Sometimes with our eyes, sometimes with our ears, sometimes with our hands, sometimes with our tongues, sometimes with our feet, sometimes with our hearts and minds. But our bodies are steeped in guna and sin. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command to us in the Quran, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice to us in the hadith, keep on making tawbah to Allah. Keep on repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at-ta'ibu habibullah, the one who makes tawbah, then he is the beloved of Allah. Allah ta'ala loves that person who comes out in the open and he repents and he asks for maafi. Allah, I did guna, I wronged myself. I've made some mistake, I've done something wrong. And he humbles himself before Allah ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala is ready to forgive him. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala says, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my beloved servants, those who have wronged themselves, who have committed some guna and sin, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all our gunas and all our sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Is there anyone besides Allah who can forgive our sins and our wrongs? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive us for our wrongs and our mistakes. But it's up to us to turn to Allah ta'ala and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for our mistakes and our wrongs. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained it so beautifully that a person who makes istighfar and a person who makes tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special attention comes upon him. And as long as we have life in our bodies, then we should turn to Allah ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Our ulama kiram, they advise us and they explain to us that every Muslim, daily we must make tawbah and istighfar and ask Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah give us the tawfiq, if we can read 2 rakats of salatu tawbah every day. Every day we read salatu tawbah, we ask Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. Ya Allah, whatever wrongs I have done, whatever sins I have committed, Allah forgive me for my gunas and my... We don't know when is going to be our last day. But if we make this a habit in us, that every day we make tawbah and we make istighfar, And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Inshallah, before our mort and before our death, Allah ta'ala will wipe out all our gunas. Allah ta'ala will wipe out all our sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, there's only two occasions when Allah doesn't accept the tawbah of a person. There's only two occasions when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the tawbah of a person. One is when the sun rises from the west. And there's a last sign of qiyamah. Now if a person turns to in tawbah to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala doesn't accept the tawbah of such a person, because now the last sign of qiyamah is here. So, and the second time Allah doesn't accept the tawbah of a person is ma'lam yugharghir, when he sees his life coming out of his body and he stares malakul maut in the face. Now he's making tawbah, now it's too late. So before the sun rises from the west, and before we see malakul maut in his face, let us turn to Allah ta'ala in tawbah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for all our gunas and all our sins. If it has to happen, that somebody has to tell us, today is our last day. Today is our last day, and today we're going to meet at Allah ta'ala. What amal will we do on this day? The amal that we all will do is we'll turn to Allah ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. When we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi, who never ever committed a sin in his entire life, yet his very last dua he made before he passed away, Allahumma ighfir li warhamni wa arhiqni bil rafiq al a'la. This was the last dua, asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and making istighfar and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness. So this is something that we should do regularly, asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. One sahabi, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've committed a guna, I've committed a wrong. What should I do? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, turn to Allah ta'ala and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for this guna and for the sin and for this wrong of yours. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, I committed that sin and I made tawbah and then I committed the sin again. After making tawbah, I committed the sin again. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that after you made tawbah and you committed the sin again, make tawbah again. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, what if after committing that sin, after making tawbah, I commit the sin again? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is so forgiving, Allah is so forgiving. Even if in one day you break your tawbah 70 times, even if one day you break your tawbah 70 times, Allah will forgive you 70 times. 70 times over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why ulama say, when you commit a guna, when you do something wrong. Nowadays, big guna is a guna of shahwat, guna of desire. A person is looking at the phone, he's looking at some porn, he's doing some haram, he's engaging in some sin of shahwat. Ulama kiram say, when we do some guna or some sin, the right thing for us to do at that time is immediately go take ghusl, read 2 rakat salatul tawbah, and cry to Allah ta'ala, Allah, what I did was wrong. And we don't justify our wrong. We come out into the open, we confess, Allah ta'ala, I'm really, really sorry for what I've done. Abu'u laka bi ni'amatika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi. Allah, I confess for my wrongs. I know I am a sinner, I have done wrong, please, oh Allah, forgive me for this wrong and for the sin that I've committed. So a person, he takes ghusl, he reads 2 rakat salatul tawbah, and then he cries to Allah ta'ala, he promises Allah ta'ala, I'll never do this sin again. And after that, if he has to break that tawbah of his, again he should make tawbah to Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will forgive him for every guna that he has committed. So this tawbah, renewing our tawbah continuously, is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really, really likes in a person. And Allah ta'ala really becomes happy with a person when he comes out and he confesses open, Allah, I've done wrong, please forgive me for the wrongs that I have done and for the sins that I have committed. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he writes one beautiful article about our father, Hazrat Adam ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. This article is in the best is ever. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh writes, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was known as Sayyidu Ta'ibin, the leader of those who made tawbah. And his tawbah is recorded in the Quran al-Kareem, that when he came out of Jannat, then he cried and he made this dua, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, I've wronged myself. I've committed a sin, oh Allah, please forgive me. And for 40 years he cried. For 40 years he cried and he cried and he cried and he made tawbah, and so much he cried. That ulama say that if the whole makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, all his children, right till the day of Qiyamah, have to cry, the tears will not equal to the crying of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So much of tears. So as Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to quote on poetry, kya jaane koi ashke nadamat ki haqiqat, konein kharide hai usi ek gohar se. You know what's the value of that one tear? That one tear is equally so valuable, you can buy the whole world and the akhirat with that one tear. So powerful is that tear of regret, that when a person cries before Allah in tawbah, that that tear will extinguish the whole fire of Jahannam. That tear will extinguish the whole fire of Jahannam for him. That's the power of that tear. Those tears are so beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person cries in regret to Allah ta'ala over the wrongs that he has committed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this incident of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that when he wronged himself and he was taken out of Jannat, then he cried so much. And Allah ta'ala loved those tears. Those tears were so beloved to him. He cried and he cried and he cried until eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "Oh Adam alayhi salam, you are forgiven." So we learn from our father that when we do something wrong, we don't justify our wrong, we cry to Allah ta'ala in tawbah and we ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no guna of us, of ours, that is too big for Allah ta'ala to forgive. There's no guna of ours that is too big for Allah ta'ala. Whatever sin a person can commit, that sin is forgiven so long as he's sincere in his tawbah to Allah ta'ala. In the hadith sharif, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes mention of a person who killed 99 people. He killed 9, a murder. And the worst sin a person, Quran sharif says about murder, man qatala nafsan بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. You kill one person, you get the guna of as if you kill the whole creation of Allah Ta'ala. That's the sin of murder, such a severe sin. He killed 99 people. He came to a fake Maulana. He asked the Maulana, "You know what, I killed 99 person, possible for Allah to forgive me?" He said, "Never, Allah will never ever forgive you." So he killed that Maulana also. He made it 100. Then he went to somebody, a real person. He asked him, who knows, who had the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And that Maulana told him, if you are sincere in your tawbah, Allah will forgive you. Even if you kill 100 people, ask Allah's forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. But my advice to you is don't stick around with the people who you are living with. Move away from here. Go and live in another town. اذهب إلى قرية الصالحين. Go and live with the pious people. Go and live with the righteous people. Move away from here. This person was sincere. He left immediately and he started moving. On the way, he met with Malakul Maut, who came and snatched away his body. Before he even reached Qaryatul Salihin, snatched his soul out of his body, man passed away. Malaika of Rahmat, Malaika of Azab come to take his ruh up. So the Malaika of Azab are saying he must go Jahannam, he kill 100 people. Malaika of Rahmat saying he made Tawbah. And a person who makes Tawbah, Allah will forgive all his gunas and his sins, so he must go Jannat. So they bring this whole case up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes a decision. He says, measure him from where he passed away. If he's closer to the pious people, he'll go Jannat. If he's closer to his own people, he'll go Jahannam. In reality, he was closer to his own people. Allah commanded the earth to move his body towards Qaryatul Salihin. When the Malaika measured, he was one hand span closer to that. Allah forgave him, put him into Jannat. Wallah, if we are sincere in our tawbah, Allah will make all systems work in our favor. Even if we are wrong, but we're sincere, Allah made the ground move him that way. Allah will make all systems work in our favor. If you are sincere and we turn to Allah Ta'ala, I want to make a change in my life. I want to become a better Muslim. I want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to become a good person. So as long as we got life in our bodies, we should keep on making tawbah and istighfar and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than 70 times in a day is making istighfar and tawbah. Look in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about His special pious servants, that what is the amal? وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In the early hours of the morning, they're crying and they're making tawbah and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. In the early hours of the morning, the time of tahajjud, they're crying. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says, I used to see Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, at the early hours of tahajjud, in the early hours of the morning, Hazrat Maulana used to have his tasbih in his one hand and his handkerchief in his other hand. And he'll be weeping and crying and making istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Allah mujhe maaf farmali, Allah mujhe maaf farmali, astaghfirullah. He'll be weeping and crying. He said, I never saw anybody weep and cry at the time of tahajjud like I saw Hazrat Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayhi crying in istighfar and tawbah. Allah give us tawfiq, we can wake up in the early hours of the morning and we can cry to Allah Ta'ala for the wrongs and the evils that we have done. No person, in the words of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Admi apni aapku bekusur na samjhe. No person must regard himself that he doesn't commit sins and gunas. Fala tuzakku anfusakum. Don't claim piety for yourself. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. Allah knows who's pious and who's not pious. In our sight, we all are sinners, we all are gunagars. And we all cry to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah and in in repentance. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive us. Forgive us for our wrongs and forgive us for our evils. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhamba lah. That person who makes tawbah and he cries to Allah ta'ala and he asks for Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, like he got no gunas. All his gunas and sins are wiped out. Every sin of his is wiped out. No matter what sin he has committed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was one sahabi by the name of Ma'iz Aslami radiallahu anhu. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I committed zina. And the punishment in Islam, the had for a person who commits zina is that he must be stoned to death. And I want that I must be freed from the sin of mine. So mete out the Islamic punishment to me and let it be that I be stoned to death. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala to stone him to death. And when he passed away, one person commented, look at this person. He died like a dog. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped him and he said, don't ever speak like this about the sahabi. He said, wallahi, he made such a tawbah. He made such a tawbah to Allah. Such a sincere tawbah. He cried so much and he made such a tawbah that if you took his tawbah and you distributed it to all the people of Medina, that tawbah of his would have been sufficient to forgive the sins of the whole of Medina. Such a sincere tawbah he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this we open up our hearts, we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is ready to forgive us. Allah is arhamur rahimin. One person, he was an idol worshipper. And for 90 years of his life, he worshipped that idol crying out, sanam, sanam, sanam. Sanam in Arabic means sad nun meem, sanamun means idol. So he kept on calling out to the idol, sanam, 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 sanam. One day mistakenly came out of his mouth, samad. Samad, just as he said this word, Samad, the jawab came from Allah, Labbayk ya Abdi, Labbayk ya Abdi. 90 years he called out to an idol. After 90 years, Allah Ta'ala replied to him. He just mistakenly said the word Samad. He broke that idol. He said, I worshipped you for 90 years, not once you ever answered me. Today, one day I called out to my Rabb by mistake and he answered to me. So Allah Ta'ala is ready to forgive all our gunas and all our sins. It's just up to us that we turn to him and ask him, and beg to him for forgiveness. One person, in Bukhari Sharif, this hadith is mentioned, one person, he committed so many gunas and sins that when he was on his deathbed, he told his family that if Allah Ta'ala ever gets hold of me, he'll punish me so severely like no one else was ever punished. So my wasiyah to my children is, don't bury me. Take my body and burn it. And take the ashes, throw half the ashes into the ocean, throw half the ashes into the air. Let the wind throw my ashes away. Let the water wash my ashes away. In this way, Allah Ta'ala will never get hold of me. When he passed away, his children, according to his wasiyah, they did this. Allah Ta'ala, who is Qadir, who can bring every from nothing, Allah Ta'ala brought us into existence. He gathered all the ashes and he says, what are you doing? What are you trying? Who are you trying to get away from? Why you did a thing like this? Allah, I did this only out of fear for you. Out of fear for me, go, you are forgiven. Go, you are forgiven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, is prepared to forgive all our gunas and all our sins. But provided we turn to him, Allah ta'ala make us from those who make istighfar regularly, those who turn to Allah ta'ala and make tawbah from the ta'ibin, those tawabin, those people who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Just two important announcements to make. One is that now presently in this festive season, what they call the silly season, everywhere you go you'll be seeing aspects of Christianity and kufr and shirk. Our ulama ikram teach us, and you read in the books of the fuqaha, person sees something of shirk. Maybe he sees a cross, or he sees a church, or he sees a Christmas tree, or he sees a Christmas father. Then what he should do at that time, he should turn his eyes away from them. He should turn his eyes away from them. He should read this dua, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rasulahu wa nabiya. I am happy with Allah as my Rabb. I am happy with Islam as my deen. And I'm happy with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. I'm not ascribing to all this kufr and shirk that I'm seeing. I'm turning away from it. Therefore, a person sees something, he shouldn't take enjoyment in looking at it. Let's take our children and drive down West Street, enjoy the Bhatti Jawawa stage. If you're going to see the lights there and enjoying it, that's not for us. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. They got their deen, we got our deen. We don't mix up our religion with theirs. During this time, this is the two du'as fuqaha have explained. One is this, رَدِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ. And the second du'a is to read the fifth kalima, رَدِّ كُفَرْ. تبرأت من الكفر والشرك والمعاصي كلها أسلمت وآمنت وأقول لا إله إلا الله محمد الرسول. We strengthen our iman. We strengthen our iman by reading this kalima again. So these are two things, two du'as to read. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. And to read this fifth kalima and to turn our eyes away from this, not to be part of it. But it's not going to take one picture now with Father Christmas and he wants to keep it as a memory. Christianity got nothing to do with us. We are Muslims. Allah has blessed us with our beautiful deen. We live and we die with our deen. And the second important thing to keep in mind is everybody is having Friday specials. Everyone is having Friday specials everywhere. Let us not forget every Friday Allah is giving us specials. So much specials, we should take full advantage. People are waiting now, when is a Black Friday special? What I can get? Save a 3 rand here and a 5 rand here and 1 grand there and 2 grand there. But every Friday Allah is giving us bright Friday specials. So much of special that we can enjoy every Jummah. Let us take full advantage of the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us on the day of Jummah. Just one bright Friday special which we can take home today inshallah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates and she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on a Friday after the Jummah salah, on a Friday after the Jummah salah, if a person reads 7 times Qul huwallahu ahad, 7 times Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, 7 times Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Person reads 7 times Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, 7 times each. After the Jummah, from this Jummah till the next Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from all kinds of evils. In other words, protect his wealth, protect his health, protect his family, protect his belongings. Just by the, a person can read it immediately after the Jummah Salah, or a person can read it after his sunnats, whatever is convenient for him, 7 times. Bright Friday special for us to take home inshallah and practice upon. Every Friday we read it inshallah, we in the protection of Allah Ta'ala from one Jummah till the next Jummah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.